is K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Good God, my Lord, my Lord. Exodus chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse number 8 and a few of the following. Genesis, then Exodus. If your pages are stuck, that's a good indicator you ain't been reading enough. Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse number 8. Word of God reads thusly. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and all manner of service in the field. All their service, wherein they made them serve, was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake unto the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. Kill the boys. If it be a daughter, then she shall live. But it won't matter if we kill the boys. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have ye done this thing and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. In other words, they had them so fast we couldn't stop it. That'd be another sermon for another day. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. Say amen for the word of God. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, the word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated in the presence of God. For the time that is ours together today, beloved, we want to speak today and share with you from this thought. We grow through it as we go through it. We grow through it as we go through it. I'm growing more appreciative of pictures. Pictures can be a good thing when you're looking at memories and reflections of your family, your loved ones, and even of yourself. There is a downside to pictures that pictures can show you what you used to look like. what things used to look like. And if you look in the mirror and look at a picture, every now and then it doesn't look the same. Matter of fact, you have to wonder, was that even me at that point in time? You have to be careful with pictures, because it's not so much what you look at, it's how you look at pictures. Because sometimes if you'll look at pictures of the way it was or what it looked like, then you'll long for those days. But the interesting part about pictures, beloved, is that I love to look at baby pictures. And baby pictures show you that child in his infancy, just getting started, don't know anything about the world. But then you often look at, as time passes, that child has done something, that baby has done something that is very interesting. Not because of anything special that child has done, but because of the purpose that child had to become an adult, it had to grow. Something inside that baby made it grow. Started out small, petite, little bundle in your arms, but now you try to carry that 6 foot, 225 pound baby in your arms, and you notice that something inside that child grew it to the stature that it is today. As a child of God, there was a way you and I started out. And we started out in this walk with God as babes, as infants in this walk with him. But every day was not sunshine. Every day was not easy. There were some storms and dangers and mistakes and setbacks and some sickness and some hardships that came about. But the beauty of it all, none of those things that happened to us stopped our growth. You can look back from then and see now and says, no matter what it was that happened to me, I still was able to grow through it. And that's God's word to you and I today. To don't be mad about life that was, and don't be mad about life that is, because nothing that happens to a true child of God can stop your growth. Somebody at some point in time on this day is going to thank God for growth. You're not going to be upset and looking for God for everything to be the way you want it to be. I's are not going to be dotted, T's are not always going to be crossed. But somebody ought to be able to thank God that I've grown through it. There was a time that I would go crazy. There was a time I wouldn't be in church on a Sunday morning. But because God has grown me, because God has shown me so much favor, because God has shown me so much grace, because God's hand has been in my life, as well as God's protection has been in my life, I can look back and look now and thank God for some growth. There would have been a time I would have gotten mad, but now I just smile it off. There was a time I would react to what people do, but now I just say, Lord, have mercy. Anybody in the house besides me who can thank God for some real growth? That I'm bigger now than I was then. I was real small. I was immature. When I was a child, I thought as a child. I spake as a child. I reasoned as a child. But when I became mature, when I became a man, I put away childish things. Somebody today ought to thank God that God has grown us, that God has lifted us, God has expanded our potential. And I believe that God's got great things still in store for his people. Now, y'all missed your celebration because you're upset about what you got to go through. But here's what God wants you to know. Yes, I'm going to let you go through it, but while you go through it, I'm going to add something to you that's going to add to your growth. Some of y'all learn how to pray because you had to go through it. Some of y'all learn how to celebrate because you had to go through it. Some of y'all learn about a real walk with God because you had to go through it. I need about three or four mature Christians who can help me testify. I don't need everything to go well to still give God a "it is well" in my soul. Somebody has learned how to give God praise in the midst of your struggle. As a matter of fact, y'all, struggle is what the Christian life is all about. I don't know who told us, y'all, that you got to, when you come and give your life to the Lord, that you would have to deal with stuff, that you wouldn't have any storms and setbacks. Matter of fact, let me help somebody's theology today. It's when you really get serious about God is when the enemy is on your trail. If the enemy is not bothering some of you today, I don't know who you're walking with, because any real child of God is catching hell and is catching it from left, from the right, from the front and the back. It's something in your life that is not the way you want it to be, but thank
thanks be to God. Because the devil messed up letting you wake up in the morning. The devil messed up letting you get to church, because it's where you get your power to keep on growing through it. You know, some people don't come to church for fashion. Some people don't come to be important. Some people come to meet their master. Somebody said, I want to grow again. I want to be better for God. I need something serious in my life, because if I don't have God, I know where I'll be. I know where I'll go. And I know what'll happen to me. Thank God for growth. And today, child of God, we've got to learn how good we had it and how good we always have it. Stop giving God praise and glory and your best based on how things are going in your life. You see, some people wouldn't be in your business if you would learn how to be consistent. The reason people know that you sad and going through is because when you happy, you will shout. But when you're going through, you're looking all crazy, like you've been sucking lemons all morning. But you got to learn how to be like David and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Do you know what all times means? That means all times. That means on my good days, I'll bless you. On my bad days, I'll bless you. On my hurting days, I'll bless you. On my tough days, I'll bless you. When it's going up, I'll bless you. When I'm going down, I'll bless you. Hallelujah. We grow through it as we go through it. That's the word, and that's all I came to tell you, that we. Now, I'm not going to get upset today, because some of us may not be we. But the people I'm talking about are the real people of God. We know how to grow through it as we go through it. Because as I go through it, and as I grow through it, I can always get excited, because if I'm in through it, that means one of these days I'm coming out of it. And when I come out of it, I'll be stronger than I was before I went in it. When I come out, I'll be wiser than before I went in it. When I come out, I'll be better than I was before. Because I got no sense by now to know, if God thought enough of me to let me go through, I ought to give God praise about what he's going to do in my life as I go through and come out. So I got to learn. We got to learn today. Don't waste a good storm. Don't waste a good struggle. Don't complain every day. Don't mourn every day. Learn how to say, Lord, I'll bless you. Even in this, I'll give you glory, because you must be teaching me something I need to know about my life. Now, if you're looking for easy days, this ain't your word. If you're looking for the easy way out, shortcuts, this ain't your word. This is for those of us who want to grow up in God and see what God has in store. Because my Bible teaches me, if I can partake in the sufferings, I'll be able to partake in the glory. There will be glory after this. Now, y'all ain't going to like this, but I got to do this. Because it's not just the people of God's history, it's our history. And we're missing out that intertwined in the people of God's history is our history. That's why our young people sleep in church. That's why they don't get excited about God. That's why they shut down. It's because mama and daddy and grandma forgot to tell them that you matter to God. You are in God's word. You are in God's plan. You are not just little Leroy. You are not just little Boogaloo. You are a young prince who's going to grow into a young king. You're a young princess who will become a queen, and you're going to walk with your head up. You will not bow down to the foolishness, because your crown going to slip. Hold your head up. You are my child. And you're the king's child. You're the God's child. And there's a certain way you ought to live that you're going to be our child. That's why they don't care. It's because we don't care. That's why they don't know. Because they know about our football records, but they don't know about our spiritual record. They know that I was the first one in history to do this, but they don't know I was the next one in history to pray and to read my Bible and to get saved and to have the Holy Ghost living on the inside. We don't tell our history spiritually, but we tell our history everywhere else and wonder why things are going the way they're going. It's because we forgot how we matter in the plan of God. Exodus chapter 1, beloved. Joseph has died, and we all know Joseph's story, according to Genesis, he and had found favor, was a governor, was a chief in Egypt. But now, some time has passed, Joseph and his brothers have died. And now, because of life happening, a new king has arose. A new pharaoh has arose to power and prominence in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Y'all with me? Y'all shut down. It's a new pharaoh in Egypt who knows nothing about history. A new pharaoh has come to power who doesn't know about God's people. All he sees is people. All he sees is government. All he sees is power. All he sees is position. All he sees is prominence, but he does not see providence. He does not see God's hand at work in God's people, because he's in power now, but he's not one of God's people. So he's going to work and lead and govern not by God. I don't care what he put his hand on the Bible and took an oath of office. I don't care what inauguration speech he gave. I don't care what he told a group of Senate and a group of Congress and representatives. If he ain't belonging to God, he ain't going to lead by God. A new pharaoh has arisen, and he notices that Joseph has gone, his brothers have gone, but there's a group of dark-complected. Virile, intelligent, strong, brilliant, amazing, and watch this, threatening. Group of people who remain where I'm trying to run things. They're in Egypt. And I want to be able to govern, but I can't govern something I can't rule. I can't govern something I can't control. And so he notices this group of people. This leads me today to talk that we got to grow through it as we go through it. And there's some truths I want you to understand, some principles I want to lift for your consideration today, if you're willing to hear. Because there's a group of people who kind of look like us, who are still there. And just by the very look of them. You see, profiling ain't just start. I wish I had a witness here. Racial profiling ain't just start when you went to Dillard's. Racial profiling starts even in Exodus. Chapter 9, just by the look of you, you look like you gonna be stronger. You look like something amazing. You look like something, which leads me to point number one, that our potential sparks problems. There it is. As you go through it, grow through it, and go through it, you gotta understand that your potential sparks some problems. You look like something special. I'm gonna try again. Bible says that the king notices, Pharaoh notices this group of Egyptians who look something. They are strong. They are mighty. And he makes some assumptions based on what he sees. So he says, I don't think I can control their strength. I don't think I can control. I got to see if I can control their power. So let me see if I can mess with their mind. I see how they're walking. I see how they're looking, but I don't know yet how they're thinking. There it is. Because what you got to understand about yourself as a child of God, as a child of God who is of the African descent or wherever you come from, that you're not just strong, you're smart. We're not just strong, we got strategy. I wish I had somebody who's learned how to think, that I don't have to look the part. I know how to think. I got a mind for myself. I can read a book. I can say my ABCs. I know how to reason. I know right from somebody. Thank God for a sound mind. And that's why we're catching it governmentally. That's why we're catching it economically. Because they don't care. Get in trouble, Ham. They don't care that we can dunk. They don't care that we can run. They don't care that we can scream high. They don't care that we can dance. They don't care that we can rap. They don't care that we can jig. They don't care. But if they find out I can think, you become a threat because Because your potential is going to show that you're going to change something when you show up. When they find out we can read, when they find out we can govern, when they find out we can lead, then it's a problem.
Y'all don't like this. Y'all don't like this.
Because you pose a threat, young man, when you show up. You are a threat, young woman, when you show up. Grown man, you are a threat when you show up to work on time. Woman, you are a threat when you show up to work on time. And you ain't got to sleep your way to the top. You ain't got to flirt your way to the top. You just show up with integrity and with intelligence. You are a threat. Here's why. Here's why. You are a threat because they don't look like you and things don't happen with them. Look at the text says, they are mightier. Y'all close the Bible. Verse number 8. This new king says to his people, these people of the children of Israel are more and they're mightier. Now watch this. Here's what I understand. If you in power, if you all that, why are you worried about what I got going on? I wish I had somebody. How do you know everybody's business and you strong in who you are and you ain't worried about nobody, but you always looking at the possible competition? Some of us look too much in the window and never look in the mirror. Get some business and stop worrying about somebody else and learn how to take care of your house and your hair and your body and your mind and your children and your husband. Is anybody wondering, have I freed anybody yet? Anybody got folk always in your business and you keep saying to yourself, I ain't looking at them, I ain't thinking about them, ain't ever thought about them, but they can't seem to leave me and mine the hell alone. Why you worried about what I went and bought? You ain't buy it. Why you worried about what's in my house? You ain't had to buy it. Why you worried about what I'm wearing? You ain't had to buy it. Why you always worried about me? It's because you look mightier. You know, I understand they're coming up with some stuff. Even in our school system, because of the challenges of time and constraints, a couple of neighboring districts have done away with homework. But let me say this to you. If you want to be successful, you better bring that work home. My teacher may not assign me, but I'm going to assign me. Then I'm going to do a little follow-up on what I learned at school. I'm not going to just take a way out because somebody's trying to make me dumber. Somebody's trying to stop me from reading. And it must be something they're trying to stop us from doing. And I ain't going to let no policy and something they'll come up with stop me from opening up a book and reading during the summer, reading in the spring, reading in the fall. I don't care what they said at the board meeting. In my house, you're going to read, you're going to write, you're going to learn how to cipher, you're going to learn how to designate and discern. Be careful about policies meant to make us weaker. It's because they see y'all mightier. I gotta tell you something about the world we live in. You and I got to work double hard. But guess what? You built for it. You already, it's in your blood to do better. It's in your blood to go higher. We done seen these days before. We done seen struggle before. We've seen setups before. And we got what it takes to handle whatever test they give us. Come here. They try to take away our power to vote by coming up with literacy tests. Because they knew we couldn't afford school books. They knew we couldn't go to school. They knew we couldn't read or write. And so they took away something that would qualify us to vote. But here y'all are now. Every 4 days out of a week, y'all got the opportunity to go to school and to learn and grow. Y'all don't half show up. You go to sleep in class. You disrespect the teacher. Y'all still failing the test. Too many people sacrifice so y'all can go sit down and learn something. And the teacher don't like me. I wouldn't like you either the way some of y'all are. Stop using cop-outs to not be better. Because that teacher got something that you don't have, a diploma and a degree. And I'm not leaving your class until you teach me something. I'm not walking out that door till I get what you got in my hand. And we raising hell about dress code, but not about these test scores. Why my baby looking good, but my baby can't read what she even got the label she got on her shirt? Because we want to look fly and be dumb. Because the enemy knows if you ever reach your potential, if you ever match your mind with your ability, if you ever get something in your head like you got in your muscle, the enemy know you're going to be too much for them. So what you want to do is keep you not thinking and have you reacting to everything. And all potential is not about who you are now. It's about what they see you can become. I don't understand how God allows it, but he does. He allows the enemy to see your future before you see your future. Even in church, we want to shout and holler, but don't know nothing about the Bible that make you shout and holler. You want revival, but don't want Bible study. And if you don't get some Bible study, you're going to keep needing revival. See how quiet y'all got right there? It's time out for trying to feel something. It's time to be something. And we are suffering in the day and age we're suffering. As black men, black women, as people of God, we are suffering from our identity crisis. We don't know who we are, and we don't know whose we are, and we have lost our identity. But I've come against that assignment in the name of Jesus. We will walk in victory. We will walk with intelligence. We will walk with integrity. We will be all God says we are, and then some. Pharaoh says to his people, they look like something. And we better do something to them now before they become something. Y'all missed it. They look like something. And we got to come up with some policy and some systems and some cheese and some traps that's going to lead them away from their godly purpose. Let's get them confused. Let's get them divided. Let's get them disorganized. Let's get them conflicted with stuff that don't matter, because as much stuff we can distract them with, they'll never understand who God has made them to be. So let's come up with some stuff that they'll fight over that really don't matter, so they'll never become who they ought to be together. Uh-oh, hell. It's not even about what you've done. Because he understands if I can kill the root, y'all miss the text. The text says, they are more and they are mighty. Y'all looking at the mighty. Look at the more. Here's what he says. He says, it's too many families. So let me come after their house. Because if we can disrupt their house, won't be nobody raising nobody. Won't be nobody loving nobody. Because it's at home is your number one ministry. So let me have daddy too busy. Let me have mama so irritating. Let me have child so disrespectful. Let's have Wi-Fi and games and all that so they'll never talk to each other. They'll never communicate with each other. They'll never have a dinner table, because we see they're more and mighty. So let's disrupt the family unit and make a woman believe I can be mama and daddy. I better leave it alone. Let me fool her head up so bad that she thinks she can be mama and daddy. And if she thinks she's mama and daddy, I don't care what she say, she'll never produce nothing. Because it takes two to tango, and you don't dance by yourself. I wish I had some witnesses up in here. You got to have some dude show up to help plant the seed and help nurture the egg that you got. No, you ain't mama and daddy. So I'll have you fooled with some dude who will be nothing more than just a donor, but never a daddy. Because I already got it made in my mind, I'm going to take care of me and mine. I don't need no man. The devil is a lie. God blesses the house. God ordains family. God's family is ordained by God for being a mother and a father, a husband and a wife. It's about relationship. And the enemy got us thinking we don't need. And so it's not about it being a single parent home. It's about it being a broken. And we've accepted brokenness as our standard now. You gotten satisfied just doing it by yourself. And if you ain't careful, you'll misdirect your desire. Girls' night. Guys' night. Before you know it, night turned into day. And day turned into evening. And nobody but us and the girls. Ah, I believe it. Because we don't teach, even in church, how to date. How to be sociable. You too anointed to let some man buy your roses. I don't need nobody open no door for me. I don't need nobody pulling no chair. But if he tagging your head, he love you. Talk to you stupid, you appreciate that. Because the enemy want to bring brokenness. I ain't got time. Our potential is problem. Here's what you understand. We so busy trying to hurt each other that there are some puppet masters looking at us. There are some economic Geppettos, political Geppettos, spiritual Geppettos watching us be puppets and hurt and attack and demean and diminish and confront and assault one another. Because y'all miss the might, y'all miss the more, but y'all sure miss the they. Because somebody told us, you got to be the only one. Well, Ham, let me go and do this. If you still the first black after 30 years and have not brought about or raised up the second, because some of us don't want to be first, we want to be the only. Because first can't be first unless there's a second. Oh, boy. You can't be legally first until there's a second. You don't win first place running by yourself. Because if you run first place by yourself, you got last place. I'm the first black to cross the street. It's 30 years later. We still got, every February, we got to take a picture of you. First black across the street. Everybody else got to stay on that side. Because you got to keep being recognized as the first black to cross the street. Never dawned on you, there's some other boys and girls, men and women, who need to see something cross the street too. Because see, your problem is, bro, sis, you crossed the street, but you ain't stayed over there. You had to come back to the street that you belong to and live in, and how dare you go somewhere and not have bring others to where you've seen some stuff. Because you want to be the only. So I'm not talking to you selfish, stingy, uppity, arrogant church folk today. I'm talking to folks who want unity. I know my amen's gonna go down right there. Because you keep trying to see how you gonna be the bad one, how you gonna be the top, how you gonna grow, how you gonna get it. You can't do it by yourself. I don't care. I don't know who done told you that you don't need nobody. I don't know who told you that God don't bless unity. But what God says, where two are better than one, and God blesses unity. Y'all mad now? So if my heart's still cold, how I'm gonna open up to anybody? And you and Vicky Wynan say you don't need nobody but the Lord. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. But you bought an album from Vicky Wynan. We wouldn't know who she is if you ain't buy her album. Missed it. Y'all ain't gonna like this, but somebody had to put Jesus on trial. Somebody had to lift up the cross. Somebody had to bury him. And somebody had to see that he ain't there no more. Somebody had to receive the Holy Ghost that he gave. He didn't do it all by himself. Your potential, our potential, is a problem. And that's why you catching what you catching. Because people see your potential. People seeing you at face value and don't even know what's about you. Oh, I better not bother. I better not bother. I better not bother. I sure want to bother it. And I'm pretty good at bothering it. But I sure better not bother. I want to bother so bad. Because some people who see your potential are the first ones to come to you. And they don't come to you as an adversary. They come to you as an associate. And they come to you with flattery. I see you. And I'm just trying to give you a little heads up about how things are. Y'all told me I could bother. Watch out for him. Watch out for her. Because, see, they'll mess with you. They don't want nothing. And they'll try to come at you. Don't even fool with her. Don't tell her nothing. Don't even waste your time with him. I'm just trying to tell you because I don't want you to go through what I went through. So I'm going to give you a little orientation about where we are. Because that little joker know, if you connect, if peanut butter get with jelly, it's going to be a sandwich made. And I don't want no sandwich made because it's going to make my little spoiled loaf of bread look like nothing. So let me stop them from connecting and bringing about a pleasant treat for everybody. So as long as I can keep them apart. When you come to church, don't go up there. Don't talk to her. Them the big shots. They ain't gonna fool with you. They ain't gonna let, that's a clip. That's why we sit in the back. We the have nots back here. We the nobodies. You gotta be somebody to go up there. So we ain't talk to them. We got Kool-Aid, but the sugar won't come. Done got quiet up there now. Because somebody always designate themselves as the tour guide. And you can't guide people to somewhere you haven't been. That's why it ought not be mean church leaders. Ushers, you ought to have a smile. Praise team ought to have some joy. Because y'all the first people see before they even see the preacher. And that's why churches get cut so hard, because the folk who call themselves bringing folk in, running folk off. Come on in here. Now, I don't think all ushers do that. I think all ushers pretty sweet and smile. They'll at least be smiling right now, at least if I said that. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. At least put on one right now. Thank you. There are some. Back in the days of those little windows in the door, y'all remember the ushers, how they would look at you? And if I had sense, I just went on left. You're supposed to draw people in, not push people away. But sometimes people don't want you because they see your potential. And they're intimidated by you. Sight, off sight. So because we see this in them, let's come up with some strategies to make them miserable. Because we can take their joy, we'll take away their purpose. I'm going to leave that alone. Because your potential is a problem. But then secondly, beloved, our progress shows even under pressure. Missed it. Our progress is shown even under pressure. They come up with a strategy. Let's make life hard for them. Pharaoh says, let's put over them taskmasters. Let's put harsh, evil, wicked people in leadership. This is going on in Washington, Baton Rouge, Winfield, and even in church. That some of the worst people leading you are the ones over you. They are assigned by the enemy to stop your progress. Ham. What Red at? Red, didn't I tell you to be ready to help me preach today? You sitting over there, amen. We talked about this before church. All Red told me was, keep drinking your coffee, you'll be all right. Your progress is so much of a problem, let's make you so miserable that you'll stop progressing. Because the problem ain't your giftedness, it's your growth. People ain't upset about the gift you have. They upset that your gift may help somebody else get a gift, and this thing will grow. See, you yourself are not that special. But if you mess around and connect with somebody else, and they connect with somebody else, and we connect with somebody else, now you got too many gifts and too many graces going on, and now the enemy gonna get mad. So let me make them so miserable they'll never even want to operate in their gift. I better leave this alone. Let's make this thing hard for them. So when they show up, let's be oppressive. Come do what you're supposed to do, but do it with a bad spirit. Oppressive. This is where slavery, and some, while y'all talking about slavers of the 1400s, 1500s, there's some slaves even now. Because you can't even do it for God, you worrying about people. Because they still got you. They in your head, rent free. Some of us are still slaves. Mm-hmm. He says, put them over this, and we go give them the bricks and the mortar, and we go make them build something they can't get credit for. People who look like me and you built this country. One of your very own was the architect of the White House that they cutting up in right now. I know they don't tell y'all that. All y'all think is people who look like somebody else have done something. But people with your blood, with your ancestry, with your DNA have built this country, and this is not even what we even started. We were brought over here, and because God is so God, God let us grow there, and God let them bring us over here, and we're still growing things even right here, because God is not a God of Africa. He's not just a God of North America. He's the God of us all, and the same God working then is the same God who works through you now. but they won't tell you that. They won't teach you pride. Backbreaking work over our forefathers. Never got promotions, never got to be a leader, never got to be the boss, but always had to do the backbreaking work. They end up sweating, breaking their backs, breaking their bodies, never gotten the benefits. There were your ancestors and my ancestors who went across to a war that never made any sense twice, two world wars and a Vietnam war. It was won because we came in and made the difference. I'm not coming to be anti-anybody, but I am coming to be pro-black. But it's because I'm pro-black, don't make me anti-white, because our people got to understand how we are woven into the fabric of everything going on. And your great-grandpa and my great-grandpa and ancestors, they won wars. They were the difference makers in every war. A group of intelligent brothers able to fly a plane and help bring victory to World War. They were called Tuskegee Airmen. There were individuals who helped break the difference in Vietnam, the difference in NASA. They were called Hidden Figures because you and I matter. But now we so miserable, and all they tell you about the slavery. All they tell you about how bad it was, but they don't tell you how we learned. That's what we learned our spirituals. Because just because you take us out of a building, you can't take us out of church. And that's how come Harriet Tubman was called a Black Moses, because she helped lead people out of slavery and through an underground railroad, and the hymn was a symbol. Wade in the water, that was a symbol to get people out. And I wish we had people now. We ought to have some old hymns of the church. Father, I stretch my hand to help signal people to some victory, to signal people to deliverance. The church is not a waste of time. It's how we connect. It's how we gather. It's how we commune. It's how we find our way out. All week long, our forefathers were beat down on their job. And the only place where they could come and find some wellness and find some equity and find some joy was in the church of God. And now we got the nerve to have a social system in the church. I've been here longer, so you ain't no good. Just because you just came, you ain't nobody. There's room for everybody in the house of God. Every civil rights movement was founded and started through the church. But now because we don't understand God, we try to bypass the church. You want the church to fund it, but don't want the church to found it. Just keep giving you money to do stupid stuff, but you ain't never got to come in and hear from God about how to do and bring deliverance and betterment for our people. So make it oppressive. Make life hard for them. So they put taskmasters over them. These Egyptian taskmasters who made, they didn't just work them. They worked them in the wrong spirit. Y'all see, y'all got your Bible open still? Or y'all done got mad? They said they want to afflict them. Not just work them, but afflict them. That's the difference between a job and a career. Because people want to, that spirit wants to afflict you. So you'll never find joy in anything you do. Can I tell you how bad this thing got? Y'all interested? Can I tell you how bad this spirit has gone over generations? Because this spirit is still alive. Can I tell you how bad it is? You have voluntarily come to church and be miserable. You act like you're a slave in church. Because them people done told you all day which way to flip, which way to turn, and you do it. Man of God, woman of God, asks you just lift your hands. I ain't got to do that. But you don't keep that energy in that big flip mouth for them folks on their job. But you are very belligerent when it comes to the house of God. Oh, y'all got a lot of stuff to say to people. Now I see y'all at work. When I see y'all somewhere else, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But right here at the church, you won't bless the Lord. You won't shake a hand. You won't say, I love you, Lord. We just said, thank you, Lord, and y'all wouldn't praise it. But y'all sure can step and fetch. Let's throw Amos and Andy mess. Blackface mess. Afflicted. Because how you come to God's house? To a God who made a way out of no way. Some of the stuff they went through, y'all ain't went through half of that. How you come to God's house and can't give him glory? He let you survive it. He made you, let you come over it. He let you go through it. He may open that door. He healed your body. He saved your soul. He gave you food. He gave you clothes. He gave you a roof over your head. You can't come in and give him glory. Because that spirit of affliction got you losing yourself. Remember, I told y'all we've lost our identity. Because, see, real people of God don't need a praise team. Real people of God don't need a praise leader. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he does for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! I ain't got to pump up people who are grateful. You ain't got to pump up people who are thankful. You ain't got to pump up people who get it. Woo! Let me get out of here. So let me mess with you. Let me create rumors. Let me talk about you so you won't progress. Here it is. Y'all ready? Let's work them so hard. Let's make it so miserable that when they get home, you got me? Got me? Get that guitar. Get that bass. I need you to hold your instrument. That ain't gonna be, that's gonna be a weapon right now. Ain't no instrument. Hold it. You got your stick? All right. I might need you in just a minute. Remember I told you, they see their potential because they're mighty, they're more. Let's stop them from being more. Then they'll never be mighty. So if we go stop them from being more, we got to stop them. Let's stop them from being them. How do we stop them? Make it about him. Her. Y'all got me? No, you don't need to put it on. Just hold it. Stephen ready for real, for real. I ain't mean they kind of strapped feet, Stephen. Calm down. Look at it, y'all. I want to make them so miserable that when they go home, mama and daddy don't feel like. I'm trying again. Pharaoh said it's a whole lot of them. He says the birth rate is greater than the death rate. Let's see if we can stop this birth rate. Now, the children are here. And I don't know how much birds and bees y'all done told them. Even Benjamin turned around looking at me. You sound pretty good here. Even Benjamin locked in right now. Listen to me. Make them so miserable that when they do go home, all they want to do is sleep. Because we don't want them being fruitful. And God assigned Adam and Eve, be fruitful. He told Abraham that I'm going to multiply your seed. And these people are the descendants even of Abraham. So let me stop the growth. Because everything about them is multiplication. But if they don't add, am I doing all right with it, man? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right with it. If they don't subtract and then add, can't be no multiplication, which makes them divided. Y'all got me? Thank you, Jesus. He brought me through this. He brought me through that. And Lord, I'm grateful. Listen, if I can stop them from coming together, Because that's a very key element in having children. This was before test tubes. This was before in vitro. All it took was mom and daddy. And we hear say, rumors say, Abraham was old and Sarah was too, so ain't no age limit on them. This wasn't by see Alice or see anybody else. I wish I had a witness there. Preacher, come back, preacher. Preacher said, well. He got his shirt on. I think he ready. He got his traveling shirt. If I can make them not want to come together, they won't produce. If I can mess up that home life, nothing will come from that home. Mm-hmm. So you make mom and dad, so you had a bad day at work. When I get home, I'm grouchy. Full of hell. Don't talk to me. Got the kids fed. Might have done their homework, might not. And instead of coming home and him finding Victoria's Secret, he had a hard day. He had a hard day. I'm trying to help the family. I'm trying to help my people. It's comical, but it's so true. Because this is stuff we don't talk about. He come home a long day on his mind. I just wish she could just make me feel better. My wife gonna make me feel better when I get home. I get to that house. You looking for rose petals on the floor? Walk this way. You stepping over toys? Looking for a note on the refrigerator, on the microwave? Just press start. Your food's ready. There's a note on the refrigerator. I ain't cooking. Shh. It's Hot Pockets in the freezer. You think when you go home, she's going to draw him a bath. You go to the tub. So you got to go shower yourself. You finally get there, you expect to see Victoria's Secret, everything smelling like Chanel. But you walk in. Rollers. Old sweatshirt that says no access. Flannel PJs, you already know. And the final nail in the coffin, the bonnet. And the church said, amen. This is shameful. You are a shameful group of people. So, buddy, you already know that's it. Best thing you can do now is just try to creep into bed and go to sleep and survive, live another day. Sweetheart, you finally do decide that you go do right. And he come home all nasty, full of grease, motor oil all over him. And you had some food cooked for him. I already ate on the way here. You mean I cooked and you didn't eat? You couldn't call me? Well, you ain't been cooking, so hell. So you think maybe you got a chance to be going, you know.